The state of New York also charges a gasoline tax, but it's a uniform rate of 8 cents per gallon. Counties charge a 4% sales tax on the price of gas. Stephen Aquaria with the New York State Association of Counties says they see less revenue when the price plunges from $4 a gallon to $2 a gallon, which is the average rate right now.
That's a good thing for consumers, but it's a scary thing for local governments, and especially on predicting what that might be for revenue collection at the local government level.
He says it's another hit for the local governments, which are also seeing lower sales tax collections in general, according to a recent report by the state controller. Reasons include people spending less overall and using their money instead to save or pay off debts, and a shift to a service economy and more internet sales. Aquario says much of New York's tax structure is based on the old economy and has not kept up with modern trends. For instance, a growing number of households no longer have landlines, but rely on cell phones instead. Landlines are charged a fee that helps pay for 911 services. Cell phones do not include that charge.
Without that surcharge, we need to rely on the property tax. However, the state imposed a property tax cap. So we have a double whammy here where we can't collect the surcharge and we can't generate the revenue on the property tax. Something has to change.
That property tax cap, enacted in 2011, will limit tax levies to near zero growth this year. Aquario says that likely won't even cover increased costs for health insurance and workers' compensation payments. Assembly Democrats want to reset the tax cap to a steady growth rate of 2% per year. Senate Republicans are discussing the issue, but Governor Cuomo remains opposed. Cuomo points out that a supermajority of 60% of elected county legislators can override the cap anytime they want.
What has happened is politically they don't want to override the 2%.
Aquario says his group is not asking for the power to impose higher taxes, though.
The people of New York have been taxed enough. It's too high in the state. Everyone has been talking about property taxes being too high. However, if we look and see what is being funded by these property taxes, we have brought that to the attention of the state leaders.
New York counties run many programs that are maintained by state government in other states. The counties are asking lawmakers to take over some of those services. Aquario says the state, for instance, could take back the management of legal services for the poor, which the state regulates, but counties finance and run.
But what we're asking for is simply for the state to pay more for its programs and services.
He says when the state took over the growth of Medicaid costs from counties in 2005, it reorganized the program and made it more efficient, saving money. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.